When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy on all sides of the dynamic. I keep messing it up. And also, in the process of doing all of it, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the role you play in a narcissist's life, the role you play in your own life. So I was watching Tony Robbins documentary, I Am Not Your Guru. And that documentary literally has led to me. That's one of the main points why I'm here today talking to you. Because he said something very, very important in that documentary. He said that people play the role that they are meant to play in your life. It's like an acting. It's literally like a stage. It's literally like a TV show. Your life is like a TV show. If you're dealing with a narcissist, sometimes it's literally like a TV show. You audition for it, like first date, second date, getting to know the person. You audition for it. Sometimes you get that role. And sometimes that TV show of your life with it in this narcissistic relationship, sometimes that TV show runs 5 seasons, 5 years, 10 seasons, 10 years. It might get picked up for, guess what? You might get 30 years. That TV show goes on, and it might go on for the rest of his life. That TV show that you auditioned for, you got the lead role in this movie right here of your life, this TV show. It might go on and on to the rest of your life. You might get the role of your life. But sometimes that TV show has one season and it's canceled. Sometimes that TV show has two seasons and it's canceled. They write your character, the narcissist in your life writes your character out. Hey, you're going to suffer. Like in this episode right here, you find out I'm cheating on you. You're devastated. And you decide to leave me and you don't come back. I try to get you back. I beg to get you back. I plead to get you back. But you understand that you can't take me back because the behaviors will continue and get worse. It's been a good 2 years. We had a good 2 year run. You know, this TV, maybe you can still play a supporting role. Maybe you can have a guest role in here or a recurring role. Maybe you can make a guest appearance 3 years down the road, stuff like that. Maybe 3 years down. You see how that goes right there. And sometimes you're devastated. Sometimes you're broken. Sometimes you feel like you've lost yourself in this relationship. Sometimes you feel like you don't know who you are when you get out of these relationships because you've been stuck in this toxic relationship for so long. You don't know who you are when you come out of it. When your character gets written out of this season right here. When your character gets your role is ended. You don't know who you are. But guess what? It's your TV show. It's your movie. The role is your life. You get to start your own TV show. And guess what? You are the director now. You get to write the script. You get to pick the main characters. Nobody else is in control of that other than you. You take your power back. So Tony Robbins said, the people come into your life and they play the role that they are meant to play. Sometimes people come into your life and they treat you terribly. They were meant to do that. I'm not saying you deserve that. I'm not saying it's supposed to happen. I'm just saying that person is who that person is. They were meant to treat you terribly. And sometimes people's like, I just wasted 2 years of my life. And I don't believe you wasted 2 years of your life. I feel like, really, if you reframe it, you can say, I spent 2 years of my life learning how not to be treated. Learning how what I don't deserve from a significant other, from a person. I spent 2 years of my life preparing myself to let myself know that I deserve better. Because you can take your power back. Because you do deserve better. I can say that all I want to, though, but you have to believe that you deserve better. That's a belief you have to get into yourself, because I can say it all I want to. I can say it. I can scream it from the mountaintops. I can text it to you. I can call you with it. I can do all of the above, but you have to believe it for yourself inherently. You have to get your belief system up. And like sometimes your character gets written off in other people's stories. It's not just for a relationship dynamic. This could be for a friendship for 10 years. Y'all had 10 good seasons together. Meredith Grey and Sandra Rhu. What was her name? Christina Lane. Meredith Grey and Christina Lane. 10 good seasons together. Read them off. Meredith got a spinoff. You know, sometimes you spin off. You play the same character, but you're on a different show. Perfect. Oh boy, I get hype. I'm sorry, y'all. Sometimes I do get a little giddy when I come up with good analogies, y'all. And that was a good analogy. Don't you dare say it wasn't. seriously. But like I said, you get a spinoff. It's your show. You play the role that you are meant to play. But you guess what? You can make changes to the script because you are the director. You are the showrunner. You can make changes to the script as necessary. Nobody else can tell you what to do when it's your show. You fund it. You produce it. You write the script. You are responsible for the supporting cast around you. Choose wisely. The show has to run. You want the show to run as long as it can and as efficiently as it can. You want that for yourself. You want that for your kids. Because sometimes you get little new characters in here. Now you got two, three new characters in here in this show. Sometimes you got two or three new characters in there. Now you add a kid to it. Sorry about that break right there, y'all. My computer died and my camera died at the same time. So whatever got uploaded. But to pick up where I left off is that you are in control of the script. You are in control of the characters, and you can control the characters that come in and out of your life. Because if you don't, you will end up with a supporting cast that makes life harder. You know what I mean? Now you got kids that make it harder for you to leave. Sometimes the kids make the show go on and longer and longer, and allow that other person that shouldn't be in your life anymore. They allow that person access to you. They allow that other person to be a guest star on your show. So control your life, y'all. That's why I try to harp this on the people all the time, that you are in control. Like, you play the role that you're meant to play in your life, and you the control that you're meant to have into your life as well. So take back your power day by day, step by step. It's not an overnight process. You know, I don't believe in overnight success stories, because success is rarely overnight, including leaving a toxic relationship and getting into a healthy relationship or being by yourself for a little while. Because the biggest fear I see so many people run into nowadays is that they are scared to be by themselves even for a little while. They beg and plead and cry to keep people in their lives that don't belong there anymore. That person's role has been written off of your script. That person is not supposed to be there anymore, so the show doesn't run as smoothly as it needs to be anymore. So take back your power in these situations, y'all, because begging a person to stay with you does not work. Begging a person to help you does not work. Begging a person to love you does not work, because people are like, I want to love them more. If I love them more, maybe they'll stick around. You cannot get somebody to stick around by giving them more of something that they already don't appreciate. Let me repeat that one more time. You cannot get somebody to stick around by giving them more of something that they already take for granted and don't appreciate. They already take your love for granted, so giving them more love won't keep them around. Giving them more love won't keep them there. People come into your life and play the role that they are meant to play. If you believe in God, if you're a Christian or whatnot, people play. Everything happens for a reason, right? People play the role that they're meant to play. You can put a stop to the abuse and stuff that you go through. You have the power to put a stop to it. Sometimes you have to force it to stop. I think that it scares a lot of people when I say that. You have to force people to leave you alone. You have to force. Sometimes you have to fire people. It's your TV show. Sometimes you have to fire people, and firing people sometimes is scary. You get somebody else to do it. Sometimes you have to get the police to fire them. Sometimes you have to get a restraining order on them to fire them and get them out of your life. Sometimes you have to be able to take your power back from situations and things like that. Y'all see me on the camera. I got both of my kids. Two of my kids down here. My oldest son is with his mom now. But yeah, we are taking our power back. We are being empowered. We are doing our life together and things like that. Kids here, y'all. It got thrown off a little bit. But y'all, I know this episode was a little thrown off, a little jumbled up because the camera died and I try to get back refocused. But tomorrow's episode will be better, I promise you. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness Is Out. Take control of your life. Peace.